Governor Doyle went to Green Bay, home of Congressmember Mark Green, and Wauwatosa, home of Milwaukee County Executive Scott Walker. At a Wauwatosa public school, Doyle talked about his budget vetoes that increased state education aid. Wauwatosa almost shut down an elementary school this year, and local parent Dennis McBride told Doyle the school district might have had to revisit the closing issue if not for the governor's budget action.
So we thank you for allowing us the flexibility to continue to educate not only the people of Wauwatosa, but we're the largest district in terms of open enrollment in the state and the largest Chapter 220 district, and we believe in diversity, and we couldn't believe in that, couldn't continue to believe in that without your help. So we thank you.
Thank you.
Doyle later said the visits to the hometowns of his likely Republican rivals were not an attempt to invade Green and Walker's territory.
No, I'm going to be going around the state over the next 3 or 4 days, and
at least one political analyst jokes that Doyle's 2006 political maneuvers are already underway.
Oh, is that, you think that had anything to do with this? Oh, those are just accidents.
UW La Crosse political scientist Joe Heim says the governor is not only traveling to Republican-leaning cities, but is also after some GOP issues.
You could throw in the semi-property tax freeze of the Republicans that he's essentially gone and borrowed from them. All of which he can now claim as his own.
Heim says Doyle's support for education is well in line with public opinion polls that cross political lines. Early criticism from Mark Green and Scott Walker is focusing on the length of the so-called property tax freeze and some of Doyle's spending choices. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.